Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The opinions expressed on Art Starseed Radio are not necessarily are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Brooklyn, and it's intended for
clear
mature audiences only.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Do you know what I'm thinking about, like, right now?
Like a brada.
What?
A brada.
What?
A brada.
What's a brada?
A brada.
Oh, burrito.
Yeah, brada.
Close.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Panini.
Now you really got it close.
What is that?
Dick.
So mature.
It always gets me.
All the time.
It's too much.
All too much.
It's too damn much.
Too damn much phantom calls during the show.
Phantom calls?
Yeah.
I have to tell you about that.
If anybody wishes to phantom call us, the number is 718-928-9732.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Richard Pryor Jr.
Hello.
So glad to have you here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thank you.
You're so freaking mature.
They're mature.
So mature. Here at Art Star Star Scene Radio.
Art Star Stars.
Great way to open.
Yeah, we're
isn't
starting
it?
Off great. It's You're only like, smooth sailing from here. It gets better.
We'll get to our guest and all that other stuff pretty damn soon. Lots to talk about.
Ooh, really?
Lots going on in the world, but we're not going to talk about that shit because I'm tired of it. Tired of it.
Even today, stuff is going on.
Even today. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. But we like to play the ass party game here. When we say ass.
Take a sip.
Take a sip.
A little sippy sip.
See, now I usually get my weird stuff from Craigslist.
I know.
Oh, you can't do that now.
Shit's changed.
From Craigslist personals.
Has it changed or it's changing?
It's gone.
Completely? Yes,
completely.
Completely gone. I checked.
Did I miss my last
we'll get
frolic
back to that.
Through the Dick Woods?
We'll get back to that. My girlfriend's going to call in, I think.
Did she call my show earlier from her butt?
Could have been.
I was butt dialed.
Could have been. So maybe your thing is just sitting on faces.
Is that the last thing you saw on Craigslist? Is that the last Could thing be. You're going to cling to?
Could be. Well, there was one ad where it's a couple and they want a guy to come over and take turns sitting on their face. So let's say you're that couple.
Wasn't there a guy that wanted his face to be used as a toilet?
So I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm going to miss them.
I know.
I'm going to miss them. So maybe you don't drink, maybe you don't do drugs. So instead of taking a sip, and by the way, there's whiskey in here.
Whiskey.
For your enjoyment. For your enjoyment.
Low voice.
Yeah, I'm doing my low voice.
It's for you.
Do you know my low voice, Richie? For you. Richie? No.
He's giving you a low
voice. What do you think of the low voice?
You're a psychopath.
It's not working. Now you know.
So if you don't do anything, any drugs or anything like that, whenever we say ass, you would...
Take down your panties.
And if we say asshole, take two sips or...
Get ready to sit.
If we say ass fuck, take three sips or...
Grind your clit on a nose.
We also have the secret word.
Oh my God.
Say the secret word and you will win
pillows?
No. These are from Sonoma. They are lavender sachets.
Oh, that's my favorite lavender. I'm not even going to try because I never win with you.
No, this, not true.
The fresh, I have never won with you.
Are you sure?
Never.
That's true.
Our last guest, Mandy, thinks it's rigged.
It's not rigged. Dick and Dwayne win.
The fresh scent of lavender is calming and relaxing. Great for restful sleep. For the mind and spirit, lavender balances, strengthens, and refreshes.
What is the origin of
this? The lavender sachet, our exclusive sachets, bring the clean, fresh fragrance of lavender to your drawers.
Fragrance.
I know.
Fragrance to your drawers and finery.
He's making fun of
favories. I'm a little hungry right
what
now.
What was it, favories?
Finery. Lavender is also a safe and natural insect and moth repellent.
Mm.
With fragrant lavender flowers. Crush flowers gently to release the scent.
Are you
handmade in Sonoma, California.
I remember the last time we did that word thing. Me and you were just yelling out words. God. We were just screaming
that
out words.
Like
dick balls.
I think that's why he does it. Yeah. He just wants to hear us scream.
Yeah, that's why I choose things
so
that,
good.
Yeah, I knew you would both like.
Mm.
Oh, that nice.
I'm gonna take another.
Put that in your drawer.
I'm going to take another lavender. Trip down Lavender Field. This is better than the dick fields of Craigslist.
But very important.
Wow.
Ever since I read about this.
You can grab it whenever you want.
No, you can't. It's coming right back over here.
Wow. I wanted you to enjoy it some more.
Nope.
Monster.
Yep.
I got to puff twice. He should get a second puff. It's all good.
Here, you can have a second puff.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're even.
So ever since I read about this, Richie, I've been wanting to ask you, do you think your dad had sex with Marlon Brando?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it. No. Why?
Well, he would have told it.
That sounds about right.
It would have gone on to the stage.
It would have somewhere. It would have been told, you know. And then you got his wife talking about, oh yeah, things are written down. My dad didn't keep journals.
Really?
Only time my dad did journals or anything like that was when he doing treatments like for a movie or stage or something like that. That's the only time he wrote stuff. So he wasn't a person that wrote,
every day,
this would happen today. So if you guys see something that comes out.
Like a journal.
A journal that comes out.
December 13th, 1986.
See, that's why I questioned it. I mean, I wanted it to be true.
I was proud for everyone involved. It's like, good on everyone in this story. Everyone wins.
Like, I was thinking, who's the top, who's the bottom? That wouldn't even be going on. It'd just be a fucking crazy coach fest. All kinds of parts going everywhere.
Well, think about it. You think about Quincy Jones when he came out with that. You know, if you're going to tell everything, tell everything. Tell about yourself,
everybody wants
too.
To know.
No, tell about yourself, too.
Oh, why? What's
Because there's
what's
a lot
hiding?
Of, you know, rumors about him and, you know.
Spill.
Tevin Campbell and different people that he supposedly hit on, like Tupac Shakur and different people. So, you know.
This is getting juicy already.
Did all of them wind up passing away mysteriously? Is there another, like, layer to this? Because everybody doesn't know. Tupac, I mean, I understand the urge to hit on him, but. What's the story? I want to know.
I wish I knew.
Damn.
Well, Richie, a film has surfaced of your dad and Brando. I'm kidding.
It's on Pornhub. The actors are really convincing. The Brando has oranges in his cheeks.
Why the new Facebook page?
Oh my gosh. I was actually locked out of my
What for? Yeah. What nonsense?
Well, no, it wasn't nonsense. It was that I got a new phone, and then when they ask you, sign in again, the new app, I'm like, I don't remember the password. So I did the things to recover the password. But what happened was that a year before that, I changed my email address on my Facebook because it was my old Yahoo, and I changed it to my Gmail. So what happened in between there, somewhere within their system, they
reverted.
Saw it, but they didn't recognize it at all. So when I would put the Gmail in, my other Facebook page, which I had for like maybe a month, would pop up all the time. And I could never get back to the other one. I did the recovery, the three friends, and
What's the three friends?
Oh, I got the three friends, yeah, but I forgot who the three friends are.
What is this?
Well, when you go into recovery, it'll pull up the three friends.
Oh,
wait,
I see.
What? It'll, what is this?
Well, it asks you to choose three friends in case you ever locked out of Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Three people that you trust. So, like, that's not going to work for you.
What the fuck is that? Three? Yeah. Who lives these luxurious lives?
And then the thing, like, you have to have them on the phone and talk to them while they're doing it so they can give you the code.
Your friends.
To put in, yeah.
You bother these three people? I think my friends who I trust me not to fucking make them do this. Yeah. What the shit is this?
Yeah, each one of the three gets a part of a code.
Right.
How have I never heard of this?
But you know what sucks is that my fan page is attached to that other Facebook account. Yeah. So the only thing I can do is be a fan of Richard Pryor Jr.
Oh my God.
I can go there and comment, but I can't.
You can't get the messages?
I can't see messages. I can't see, like, even on my regular page, the other one, I can't see my friends list.
Oh my God.
So I can't let people know. And I'm posting, hey, this is not, I'm on a new page. And they're thinking it's the same Richard Pryor Jr. So they're thinking I'm hacked and they're sending me messages. Yeah. Oh, you're hacked.
But you're not getting the messages.
And I'm like, I'm not hacked. I can't get the messages.
Oh my God.
And they're not understanding when I'm posting, hey, this is me. Go to this page. They're thinking it's still that page.
Wow.
And
it's not also on your computer. It's only on your phone?
No,
or
it's everywhere now.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But hold up.
I got locked
out.
But
don't you have it like saved on your... There's no device where it's saved?
No.
Okay. Because for me, because, like, you can use different internet.
But
on
once
your
I did
computer.
All the stuff, it changed.
Oh, it's such a pain in the ass.
So
I got locked out.
To recover it erased your access.
Yeah. I got locked out of my email account, the one I have on rock.com that I've had for like 10 years. All my contacts are there.
Oh,
you know,
I
have drafts for things that I've written.
Oh, that sucks.
Just all kinds of shit. Because it's a pay service, and they gave me a reminder in November to do it in February. And like right before the holidays, yeah, I forgot. So they didn't give me any other reminders.
You know why I'm
Give me any other reminders. One day I was like locked out.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked a friend to write to them, you know, like that day.
Oh, yeah. I know that. I know that feeling. This is how I lost my fucking website. Go on.
She lost CatherineDundock.com.
Oh.
Yeah. To
long
a dancer.
Time ago.
Just like somebody purchased RichardPryorJr.com.
Did they do that too? You said that, right? Why?
Sucks.
So
can't
weird.
They not do that? Like
they shouldn't be able to.
They shouldn't be able to, but yes, mine for I think like $5,000 or something like that.
Damn.
We have none many emails asking questions.
That's fine. Good. Yeah. Tell me about Pepper's Grove.
Pepper's Grove was a film I actually did last year. We filmed in Michigan, Lake Charlevoix, Michigan, and it was like horrible because it was outside. And it was starting to get really cold. It was like October, November. So you have actually cast members, a lot of the, especially the women, they're wearing nothing but like either bikinis or like short shorts and the, you know, halter tops and things like that. So it was a really tough shoot.
It was in the winter, but that's the wardrobe?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like fall, you know, but they filmed a little later. So
that should happen.
You know, they had to actually, a lot of the girls and the guys that were in the cast had to actually get in Lake Michigan.
No.
And swim around, you know, like it's, you know, it's a nice summer day and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool to watch them freeze. But it was, you know, it was a fun role. My role was very small in it, but it's set up for something else. So I'm like myself and Jeannie So, who plays my wife in it. You find out later that
is there a potential sequel?
Think. Yes.
Okay. Nice.
And you have this crazy
Very
ass
exciting.
Beard.
Yeah.
Now was that makeup or did he actually grow
that
out?
I didn't shave from like June until
I think I saw you during that.
Yeah.
You were like, I hated it.
Oh, I hated it. Yeah. I couldn't cut my hair, I couldn't do anything.
Did people treat you differently when you looked like tell me a bit about that?
Well, you know, just the looks you would get. And people automatically, you're looking like that. When you're unkept, mm-hmm. they think that you're
unhinged.
Homeless. You know, you're.
But you dress really. You always dress well.
Yeah, But still, even though, especially when it gets colder and you got a jacket on, nobody knows really what you
have
on.
Nobody looks good in the winter. You know?
And then you're wearing the hat.
It's always
and all they
head.
See is, you know, this all this right here. My sister even said to me, I saw I was doing a movie. She said, oh, I was wondering what was going on.
I can call off the intervention. Like,
yeah. And then even my ex-wife said, Richard, I want to introduce you to my barber. And I was like, I'm doing a movie.
Yeah. Oh my God, he didn't hear this. I heard this. Oh, he's not heard this. This because we did an episode that you.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Called into. I think.
That's right. You called into that one. I remember that.
Yeah. I think you were. Yeah. On Fire Island.
Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I only called in for like a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you were not there for the blowjob episode.
No.
Would you like to tell him or should I?
Go ahead.
Oh, but I want to hear you say it.
Well, I was in Cold Spring with my girlfriend, and we're going to do a blowjob on air, and she was doing a wonderful job, as she always does. And every time I would like come close, or things were going really well, she would say something disgusting.
Yeah.
Catherine would say something absolutely disgusting. And Abby Hertz, I don't know if you know her, but she was in the studio. And so I finally faked an orgasm, I not very well. I went, oh, that was it. And Abby's like, no, it wasn't.
I've heard you come. That's not why you sound like you're full of shit. Yeah. So I ruined his blowjob.
Totally ruined it.
You're welcome. They were going to have sex in the studio, but he was worried or aware.
Aware.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going, baby?
I want to say it wasn't just disgusting. It was like about like little children being raped.
I don't think, No, I remember pus. What are you talking about, little children?
It was like, it was after the Me Too movement and you came up with like some stories about like pedophilia. And we were like, oh, great. This is exactly God. What we would want to hear during the blowjob.
I'm really good at what I do. Wow. I have to... I'll totally listen to that episode.
That was the longest blowjob I had to give because of that.
That was what?
The longest blowjob I've ever had to give because of that. And then we didn't even succeed.
I've seen longer videos. Yeah, that's not true.
You've done longer.
All right, you're right. I've done longer.
Nice try. We all know your sex life.
Oh my God.
Liar.
So while we have you, did you have more to say on that?
I don't have more to say on that.
Did you remember the pus? I remember the pus. I talked about pus.
Oh.
Yeah, I do remember you talked about pus, yes.
It was relevant to something.
So while we have you on the phone, this whole Craigslist personal thing's being down. This is terrible. And you, I know, have a lot to say about it.
Well, it's taking away like our First Amendment rights a lot in a lot of ways. I feel like I should call back when you guys...
No, this is perfect.
...speak about it. This is perfect, okay.
Yeah.
Essentially, I'm really surprised that the Republicans passed this because it's a lot of things that they discussed that they wouldn't want, which is basically taking away our First Amendment rights. And it's something that was passed in 1996 was like a section... Let me see, I have it written down, but it was like... hold on. Sorry.
You called us.
It was a section, so the Communication Decency Act had a section 230 passed in 1996. And that like basically protects internet platforms against legal liability for acts that their users commit. Which so essentially they haven't yet told like Craigslist and Reddit and all of these groups that they haven't yet taken any sort of legal claim. The only people they've taken legal clause against is Backpage. And so this essentially was like this big fiasco where they've been in a lawsuit with Backpage for a long time and they wanted to pass a law to be able to like win the case.
But doesn't FOSTA negate the 96
So that's what it would do. So, but it doesn't just negate it for sex workers. Like SESTA stands for like, let me see what it stands for. It's like Stop Enabling Sex Workers Act, I think is what it stands for. But it doesn't
stop just enabling.
Stop Enabling Sex Workers Act is what it stands for. But it doesn't just.
SASA?
There's no way to really pass SASA? That. No, SESTA. It's FOSTA and SESTA. So FOSTA came after SESTA because SESTA was not fully able to pass, but then they did FOSTA as sort of a more simple way to get it done quicker. But essentially, it doesn't just take away sex workers' rights. It takes away everybody's rights for the First Amendment to be able to be carried out also on the internet. So essentially, we have freedom of speech right now, but we don't have freedom of speech on the internet anymore. And it even goes into our personal email.
What do you mean?
That sucks.
They could look up our personal email, and you can get charged for things you wrote in your personal email. So if you, so it's meant to stop enabling sex workers, yes. But if you were talking about committing another crime in an email, they can now legally go into your email, see that, and prosecute you.
Email, not text?
I haven't read anything about text, actually. Yeah.
I think
it's really an internet. It's an internet thing. So if you want to do it, but text, I don't know how safe that is either. Like this, because this app.
Nothing is apparently.
Yeah, it's not that safe. But I mean, there are some sex workers use these platforms that are specifically designed to be super anonymous, like these texting platforms. But all email, it's pretty done. It's done for sex workers. Yeah.
And I had said that.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer.
No, it's all right. I asked you to call in because I know you know about this stuff. Now, FOSTA, if I'm not mistaken, stands for Fisting or Sucking Tanned Asses.
Much better act.
Wow. I like that acronym. Can I fist your ass when we go on vacation?
Have you done it before?
I have.
He's gonna let you. He just doesn't want to say it on air.
No, I did. I did once.
Yeah. Yeah. No. He said yes with his eyes, but no with his silence. Can you get a Pringles out of the tube?
He doesn't have a tan ass. He's a very pale ass.
That's the thing. I know, right?
His whole body's pale. How can you imagine he'd have a tan ass? That would be weird.
This just became about you. The whole act.
I am saying nothing.
So I think
the simple solution for this whole sex trafficking thing, or something that would make a huge difference, is to legalize prostitution.
Well, then that would allow people to report. So at the moment, people are prosecuted if they report sex trafficking, even because they ask you how you know that information, and usually you know that information because you're also a sex worker, and then they. They prosecute you. Yeah,
I hate that.
Well, it's very bad. So, sex workers aren't necessarily calling for legalization, but they're calling for decriminalization, which would allow them to at least report crimes.
Yeah, they should be able to do that. That's so stupid.
But there's literally no restitution for them. There's nothing. So, and essentially, this is going to lead to more people, including people who have been trafficked, because people who have been trafficked essentially still use all of these same means of communication. It's going to lead to more people having to go out into the streets and getting killed.
Yes, it is. It is. Because Craigslist, it's a free service. It is utilized more in terms of prostitutes. It's utilized more for your mid to lower end prostitutes, not for your $2,000 a night women.
No, yeah.
So the women that are
fine still. They have their own personal websites.
Right.
They seeking arrangements has not been taken down at all, and so that's like a sugar daddy site. This is not about like rich. This is a socioeconomic status. This is people. We're like attacking the poor right now.
Yes, exactly.
And so we're in the wake of like the Me Too movement, it's incredibly disrespectful. Low-income sex workers.
Yes, it is.
And people like a lot of the women who stood with the Me Too movement were in support of this bill, which makes me want to just, shove every Me Too movement girl off a cliff at the moment.
I thought you were going to say my fist up their ass.
Well, maybe I should do that instead. That would be more humane than shoving them off a cliff.
It really depends.
Oh, there's so many folks up there. I mean, they're sitting here on their platform with their like $1 million salaries, and I understand their plight, and I was standing with them fully, but they have done nothing but actually promote this bill. And that's not, the Me Too movement has now kind of become a joke to me.
Have you been listening to the show since 7 p.m.?
Yes, I have.
That's where I started with this voice.
Why?
I know. I hate that. So
she hates that voice.
That's his fat voice, and we had to ban that during sex. That became a strict boundary.
Time the fuck out. How many times was it going on before you had to officially have a discussion about banning the voice from
like,
sex?
I would cry sometimes. I'd be like, please don't do that.
tears are going to stop me.
Yeah. Yeah. You idiot. That's exactly what he wants.
He likes it. And he's like, great. So then I was like, okay, I have a boundary now.
I'm what?
Has a boundary now.
I have a boundary now. He's very good if you say the word like boundary. He's like, oh, okay.
A man who's got a million boundaries, yes.
All right, I'll let you guys go back.
Oh, my God.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
How long was that voice going on?
Oh, my gosh. For like months. No, it's so bad.
After we're done, I want a Big Mac.
Can you give me a line of dialogue that he would actually say during sex?
I don't want to think about it. All right, bye, guys.
Was it after we're done? Can I have a Big Mac?
She's out.
She hung up.
She's done.
Oh my God, was it Faceboy? Was it
probably something similar to that? There's another thing you're doing, and
so basically you did to her what I did to both of you. You're welcome. Full circle.
Tell me about Getting Grace the movie.
Getting Grace is a movie that's released nationwide yesterday.
Are you involved? I saw that you had promoted it. In what way are you involved with it?
I'm actually in the film.
You are in the film?
Yeah.
And what role do you play?
Frank something. Frank O'Malley or some kind of,
you know, I'm Father O'Malley? I'm trying to open the door. I trying to open the door for you to promote things. You know, I start with Pepper's World, well, and you're like, it was so cold.
It was.
And these idiots had but to it's swim.
A, it's a great horror film because the guy who wrote it, Mark Rupp, is very into horror films. I mean, he like knows them really well. So it's like a lot of shocker, and there's like bodybuilders in it. One of them gets like fucked by the killer and
what?
All this stuff. Yeah, so it's like really crazy twisted stuff. And like the one of the girls that is kidnapped, her name is Amber. I mean, it's like little bitty things like that that you wouldn't think of that he thought of. So mm-hmm. That's why I'm excited for it. But Getting Grace is a film by the guy originally wrote, his name is Jeff Lewis out of Michigan. And Daniel Roebuck, who did like Lost, did a lot of what's the thing with Archie Bunker, The Heat of the Night.
Not that far back.
Yeah, but he's done a lot of TV shows and a lot of films and things like that. So he directed and is starring in it with an actress. Was her first film, and it's about cancer, and she's trying to find out what it's like, the process of dying and what that's like. And so she's coming to him with that. And in turn, she's thinking she's going to get help from him, but she's actually helping him as well come out of his shell as far as who he is. So it's a real good movie.
And is he the one that's dying?
No, she is actually.
Oh, and
16-year-old.
He runs the
mortuary.
Oh, wow. So she just went straight to...
Yeah. Wants to know what it's like, you know, what happens after you die and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're involved in some very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
That in my book, so...
Your book, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it called again?
There was Father, Father.
No, there was a different
but one. But now we're calling it When I Was 12.
Yes, that yeah. one. Yeah.
So, but because I really can't give away the title because I'm afraid of somebody buying the domain or something. Like, you know.
Oh, when I was 12.com and then you have to like fight for that and your own name.
Ah, crap. God damn it.
Do you have the domain yet? Did you get the domain?
No, because we're going to actually change the name from that.
Oh, from Father to Father to When I Was 12.
No, we're going to change from that as well.
Okay, so you're not going to tell us what...
No.
Okay, fair.
Okay, good.
Totally fair. Did somebody already buy whenIwas12.com? Is that the problem?
Yeah. Roseanne is coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's different, but also not.
Now, I was not a regular watcher of the show, but when I did tune in, I liked it. I mm-hmm. thought that it was well written. I thought it was funny. It was well paced. It was well acted. And I think right now is a very good time for it to be coming back with a kind of.
Well, it's going to be very political because mm-hmm. she's a Trump supporter. So it's going to be, and her character is a Trump supporter.
What?
Yeah, yeah, did you not hear any of this? Or that's where you were going with this?
No, I didn't know that.
No,
that's brilliant.
Get out of here.
No, I didn't.
Brilliant. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
For her character to be a Trump supporter? Sure, because I'm guessing the John Goodman character is not, and they'll have some back and forth there.
I don't know. Isn't he dead?
No, he's not dead in this.
Yeah, he's just miraculously back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So is this another one of her fever dreams?
Well,
Wasn't the whole thing a fever dream?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
She now, Roseanne Barr, was a dream. Yeah.
Herself is Donald Trump supporter, correct?
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, it was terrible. Smart when she wasn't. Now that you know she is, it's no longer
she's
okay.
She's a huge Trump supporter.
Okay.
She's a friend of mine on, I know her personally, but she's a friend of mine on Twitter as well.
You know her personally?
Yeah.
Do you guys get into debates?
No, I stick.
Stay away.
Yeah, I stay away from all that, so.
Do you
Damn.
Think you'll be on it?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be on it?
No.
Oh, that's a pity.
Maybe if she gets a nice soft hair up her ass or something, maybe.
Well, it's time for our top 10 list.
Are you kidding?
We're halfway through.
Oh, how does it go so fast?
It's top 10 Roseanne episode titles that could be porn.
Well, I would slow down just to slow your roll there. I'm queued up for something else entirely.
Did not know that she was a Trump supporter and her character's a Trump supporter and that this is going to be a vehicle to promote this orange fucking monster.
Yes.
It was okay when she wasn't, right?
Yeah, like if her character was a Trump supporter
and then through the lens of somebody who's not written
that would
smart.
Be brilliant and great.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's horrible.
Yep.
It's terrible.
I really thought you knew all of this.
Damn it. Well, fuck me in the ass with a strap-on dildo.
Or a whole fist.
As we've heard, yeah.
Yeah. What in the shit is going on right now?
You should see the size of the dildo. She's fucking
Show
off.
Him.
Oh, my God. Is it in your pocket?
No. I have a picture. It's like, ridiculous. She tells me I take it, the whole thing, but I don't believe her.
I believe you do. You butt slut with fist up your butt. Silence.
What am I looking at?
Taking it off.
Oh my God! I thought it was fabric from.
No.
Yeah, I'll give you a better angle.
Oh my gosh. And it's black.
That was the only color it came in.
Lies.
Our other dildos are one's white and one is just who knows.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I love that you thought that was fabric. She looks like a pony, but the tail's in the front.
I feel extremely inadequate
compared to whatever that thing is.
A little close up.
Oh my gosh.
Like a pony.
Yeah, I ordered that off the internet.
Of course, of course.
Okay, are we set?
Yeah, we're set.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Top 10. You know how to play this game.
Yeah.
Who knows? You might even win those.
Say what kind of.
What were they? Sachets?
That's the secret word. Sachet. Sachet chanté.
Sachet? That's the secret word?
Cunnilingus.
No.
Oh.
Analingus.
I'm going to give you a hint to the secret word.
No?
Yeah. No, after the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. All right. Let's do this. Let's get this over with.
I don't even want to play with you.
Why?
Number 10. Good girls, bad girls.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
In a Catholic school.
I was thinking like a prep school.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that is. That's prep school.
It's who does anal and who doesn't.
Prep school porn.
Yeah.
I like this one. Number 9. Stand on your man.
Oh, this is a high heels on ball sack.
Wow.
And back. What?
What were you thinking?
I have nothing on that one.
What were you thinking?
I'm thinking your mind is just gutterish.
You're welcome. Flatter.
Number 8, like a virgin.
Ooh.
Let's hear what you got.
Like a virgin. Mm. My first time in the ass. That's what we're looking
for. Nice. Yeah. So it's a home video.
Yeah.
That's what you just said, right? And I'm the one with the gutter mind. Sure. You just made it about you and your butt.
See, it makes me think of a woman she was on the show once.
Yeah.
She played a song that she recorded. It was, I think, like 7 minutes long.
Uh-huh. What did it sound like?
And she was a virgin when I met her. Uh-huh. And she said her and her friends were the everything but girls.
It was all butt stuff?
You know, that's what I thought.
But everything like, but. Mm.
Yeah, but she didn't take it in the butt.
See, everything but. I mean, eventually everything. She did.
Everything but.
Yeah, but okay. That meant hand jobs, blow jobs,
you're
everything
not touching
but.
The butt.
Yeah,
got
but
it.
Everything but. Not,
I thought it was all the things will be but. Yeah. Everything is but.
That's clever. That's clever, though.
Yeah, everything
but. Everything but.
I don't know. I think everything but just implies all anal.
Number 7.
How dare you?
Dan Jackson.
Nope.
All right, I made that one
up. Didn't even okay, try. No.
Didn't even
but
try.
But it's something about Dan and Jackie.
Number 7, Mothers and Other Strangers.
Oh, nice.
Glory hole.
Oh, okay. For me, it's a Tupperware party.
Tupperware party.
Yeah, that gets real dirty. Real fast.
Wow. Number 6, Daughters and Other Strangers.
No.
Yes. Oh,
really?
Pedophilia. Yep.
Oh, no. I'm not saying where this is set. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You went to pedophilia.
Yeah. We're both there. I was in the Brownies or Girl Scouts, but I didn't want to say it, but you said it, so now I can say it, because you've got a gutter mind.
Number 5, Roseanne and the Face Sitter.
Nope.
I made that one up.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, fine. Number 5, White Trash Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
So much incest.
What's, come on.
Someone had to say right. It.
White Trash, that's like everybody fucking everybody.
Yeah. And everybody, they're all related.
And it's a trailer park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the trailer park.
Yeah. Lots of bud.
Number 4, Deliverance.
No.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a Deliverance.
That's exactly
yes.
What you think it is.
Yeah. It's
let me hear you squeal.
Yep. Got a pretty mouth.
Well, you know, Ned Beatty did play he was Dan Connor's dad on Roseanne.
Oh,
oh my
shit.
God. And the music perfectly just like record scratch. What?
Yeah. Wake up, wake up.
That's perfect. So the guy that was raped?
Raped in Deliverance played Dan Connor's dad in Roseanne.
You tell Roseanne right now that she needs to. I want to see that plot line. Because America is Deliverance right now. Go on. I'm cute
like my number 3, like Vegas like Interruptus.
Like oh, that's dirty.
That's so dirty.
That is like
there's
spouse.
So things wrong there.
Swat, like cuck. And then like security comes and then security fucks him and cuck. More cuck. So much cuck. I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks Vegas videos are generally... I guess it could have been Showgirl.
Number.
I like a lot of hotel things.
Number 2. Communicable theater.
Oh no, that's just terrible.
That's like your
so Kevin Spacey.
Come dump it here.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
That's
for me,
what?
Come dump it here. Dump it in here.
Starring Kevin Spacey.
Sorry, Kevin Spacey.
Wow. For me, it was way worse. It was like STD porn, communicable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely STDs.
So
involved.
It's all the dumping ass Kevin Spacey STD porn right there. Boom.
Boom.
Enjoy.
This is
wrap
a fun
it up.
Show, isn't
let's
it?
Anthony wrap that up in a bow. Just kidding.
Have some whiskey.
Crap MCs
with me. The number 1 Roseanne episode title that could be porn.
Do, do, do.
Suck up or shut up.
No.
Yeah.
Catholic school. And it's retro
kinky. Here are the ones that didn't make the list, because some of them I don't want to know what you think.
Yeah, I'll tell you anyway.
Another mouth to shut up.
Oh, wow. Check. As in check porn, not check plus.
Single married female, 2-for-1.
Is that the same one?
No.
Okay.
9 is enough.
It is, though.
That could be the amount of people in the room or the amount of inches?
It's both.
You went inches.
I went inches.
I know you did.
But 9 is also probably enough.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah?
You got a big dick.
I don't think so.
Oh, you never do, right? You never think that.
And 2 down, 1 to go.
I can't believe you just said you got a big dick.
Why not?
Why not?
It could be assuming thing.
When you assume, you make an ass of you and me.
It's true. Now drink. You said ass.
Oh, yeah, I said ass. Folks, if you like what you're hearing and you want to support the show.
If you really want to see this happen more.
Freeform Radio. If you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. And if you want to sponsor this show in particular, like give us money so we can keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, pay us.
Go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc/ass. Yes. It is tax deductible. You can take it off your taxes if you go to rfb.nyc/ass.
That was for you. We only did it twice. That third one was for you. What's a hint?
God, look at you, you vulture.
Yeah, I'm a vulture. Yeah. Keeping us on course.
Ow. Blue.
Balls. Blue balls. Nope. Blue waffle.
Ocean. Aqua.
Blue. Coral.
Here we go again.
We're doing it.
Lagoon.
Blue. Blowjob. What? What are you doing? Are you, oh, you're just making us smell it. Give us the other side. The other side's the good one. Yeah.
Blue. Horizon. Blue. Blue. Look, I already said lagoon.
Blue film. Stag film. Blue
is blue
theater.
In the word?
No.
Oh.
Damn it.
I'm going to give you a second sky. Hint. And you better be sharp with this.
Okay.
She'll get it, the bitch.
Hate me. I love the way you hate me.
Helper.
A nurse?
Blue helper.
Viagra.
Bing, 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 bing.
Cunt.
Stop it.
It's you fixed. Both got the same. It's not fixed.
It's fixed, folks.
It's not.
You got the same hints, and you're a dude.
I've never used Viagra.
Well, still, you know it's a helper. She's never used it either.
Well, I'm sure you know, she's used it.
So mad.
Oh, my God.
I never win. I've been on how many times? I've never won. Never won.
Come on.
I'm going to steal a microphone or some of this motherfucker. Yeah.
Yes, pay the grudge forward. Take it out on the studio.
You know, there are 3 pillows there.
Yeah. You want them?
No,
you could share. You could share.
Look at that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want it out of pity.
Oh but yes, no!
No one ever wants. No one ever wants the. No, but
she did take it.
But yes, I will take it.
See?
I will take something.
See, right. And you took stones. Remember?
No,
you
I don't
specifically
remember.
Wanted him to have. I think it was jade.
I still have that stone.
See, yeah.
But that was not. That had nothing to do with the contest, though.
No, it was.
No, it wasn't.
You know, it was. Okay, we can rewrite it.
I don't randomly bring gifts.
Yeah,
here,
no, it was a contest,
whiskey.
And you're like, here, fuck you, bitch.
Well, how did I get
you,
it? Because I didn't win it.
Because you specifically wanted him to have the jade. It was important that he have the jade.
I wanted him to, and I think I like.
What?
I don't remember yesterday, folks.
I remember having a memory.
Yeah, I remember really being able to know. Like, I would look at people and be like, hey, person's name. And they'd be like, who are you? And I'd be like, how don't they remember me? What kind of life did they live? And now I'm like, who the fuck are you? And they're like, you spanked me a week ago. what's your name? It happened. It happened on Sunday.
Fez girl.
Not fast boy.
Can you pull up the... Oh, no. Let's do the song.
You wanna?
Yeah.
Okay.
We only have like 15 minutes left. I don't want to forget that.
Okay.
We have 2 great singers in here.
Oh, God.
One great singer.
No. Yeah, one.
No, it's you. I'm great at guessing filthy things. You're a great singer. We've all got our skills.
While you're pulling that up, there's something I'm supposed to read verbatim.
Yeah.
Just read it word for word.
Don't you fuck up.
Don't fuck it up.
Which one of those words is important?
Our 15th edition of RFB presents First Thursdays at the Well brings you 3 different takes on the exciting and exploding music scene that is currently taking place in Brooklyn. The post-punk rock of Even Twice will kick off the evening. Streep Throat will follow. Like, and they're a band that's not afraid to leave it all on the stage. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Do they take their clothes off? Or do they just leave their equipment?
Just leave their shit on the stage? Scary.
Yeah.
That's like a leper.
This is probably not for me.
That's like a leper.
That's a leper. If you're leaving equipment on the stage.
His body parts.
And closing out the evening will be Voreen in all their deviant glory.
Oh, I know Voreen.
You did?
That's Shaniqua's cousin.
You got us for a second.
Shaquifa will be Voreen in all their deviant glory. As they mix old favories.
That's that what was it a says. Queef.
Old favories.
They might have meant favorites. They might not, but it says to read verbatim.
Favories.
As they mix. I'm such an asshole.
Yeah. You're such a fisting asshole.
Old favories with new material from their upcoming release. Release.
He called you a psycho. It doesn't work on him. It only works on Dick and Dwayne, apparently.
Doors at 8 p.m.
They like psychos, though. It makes sense.
At 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $8 when purchased in advance and $10 at the door. So get your tickets today. Go to http://rfb.nyc/tickets.
It's really tickets.
Let's hope this is the same version.
I know, right? Right, we'll see. It's playing. Unless the internet's fucking me again. I think it is. Oh no, it's happening. Are you laughing because you know it's gonna be terrible? You know. What?
See, I don't have that part of it.
I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. And easy. There's just one thing you see.
We never ever
do nothing
nice and easy.
We always
do it nice and rough.
We're gonna sing the beginning of the song.
And do it easy. We're gonna do the finish rough.
Rough. Is the way we do
the Proud Mary. Rolling. What? Is it started yet?
Oh, this is a weird version.
Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. Worried about the way things might have been.
Don't you know that
big wheels keep on turning? Proud Mary keep on burning.
And we're rolling.
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 Do, 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 do,
time now.
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
One more time now.
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
This is my favorite.
Hi.
I love it. I love that we both were like, no, this has to happen.
Yeah, man.
Y'all don't know that for version? Those,
no, it's slightly what? Off.
Like, yeah, it's a little...
that's the Ike and Tina Turner
no,
version.
No, I know, but it was slightly off. There was like verses missing from the first
part. Oh, really?
Yeah. The words were not exactly what I know of the words.
Well, you know, okay, saying. So you know the version. Yeah.
Don't you hate that when sometimes you what, look at things and they're like, these are the lyrics, and you look at, that's not what they're saying.
No. There's like Nirvana, there's like, they mess up a lot of lyrics, like, on a lot of songs. But, you know, if you know it. But the funny thing is when you're singing with somebody and you know the real lyrics and they're singing the ones on the screen,
it's like,
I swear I'm not wrong, I think.
Yeah. You know, there's a song I want to cover.
Yeah, which one?
It's
you want to do it right now?
No.
Do it.
No, I've never sang it before, ever.
So do it.
I'll find it.
It's George Michael does it, and it was
actually... That's whiskey.
Yeah, do it.
No internet connection.
We have time.
I've got it. I've
got internet.
It was actually a... It was actually a Stevie Wonder song. He did it, and George Michael ended up doing it.
Which song?
Just click on. Hold on. What's the name of this doggone dang song?
Because I can get George Michael.
Karaoke. Yesterday was National Puppy Day.
It's not karaoke. It's not...
So folks that are fed up with the news and just one little escape. Yesterday was National Puppy Day. You could look it up and look at pictures of puppies.
Where? I want puppies.
Yesterday was National Puppy Day. Just look up National Puppy Day and you'll find these links.
Does everybody get a puppy?
I wish I could.
No, everybody just, no.
So who was it? He's covering?
Stevie Wonder song.
All right. Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I just
want to
tell you that you need to adopt as a pit bull. That's all I have to say.
That what?
That we need to get a pit bull.
That's the song.
Okay, let's see if I can get a karaoke.
No, I don't know baby. The song.
No?
Yeah, we do. Okay.
No, I don't know the song. I just want you guys to listen to this.
You're not. You have to sing it.
I don't know the words though yet. But listen. No more dying. No more dying hands
wanting tragic ends, though they do pretend
they won't go where I go. This is such a haunting song.
Keep going.
Ethereal.
I don't know the words.
Make them up.
We won't know if you're wrong.
All those bleeding hearts with sorrows to the start. Right here from the start,
they won't go where I go. I go to hear so far running from tears. Okay, that's good, but that's a beautiful song.
That's it. That's all you wanted.
That was really nice.
Yeah, I've got to learn that song.
That was good.
That's
so next time you come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
And hopefully by then I'll find the karaoke version.
And that call in,
mm-hmm.
when she was like, okay, we have to get a pit bull. And then she hung up.
Oh, is that what
it
was? Yeah. Yeah, that was Lucille. That was like so much like the first time she broke up with me. She just called me up and she's like, I don't want Cox anymore. It's not you, I just want Cox. And then she hangs up. She does that. So this time it was like, I want a pit bull. And then hangs up.
How long after she didn't want Cox anymore ever again did you guys get back together?
Well, I called her a few days later. And I said, so can I make you some dinner? You want to hang out or something? And she's like, what are you talking about? Because I didn't realize she was breaking up with me. I just was like, okay, you don't want Cox, so fine.
We
won't have sex. We'll do all the other things. And then when she realized that I wanted to still have a relationship with her, or when she realized I didn't even know I was being dumped, she wanted my cock again.
You're so stupid. I want your dick.
You're so stupid. I want your dick.
I've been dumped before.
Yeah.
Once.
Just one.
What was it like? 5 minutes left of the show.
Let's talk about it. I want to talk about it. 5 minutes sounds like a good amount of time to start.
We have like four and a half minutes left. So
I'm willing to hear the four and a half minute beginning of this story.
Let's hear what's going on with Catherine Dunn.
Just curious about this breakup, really. Satanic Bingo, check us out. Now let's talk about
the breakup. Was me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to hear.
Satanic Bingo.
Oh, I do Satanic Bingo every other Sunday at a bizarre bar. It's fun. I've got a burlesque tarot and sideshow while bingo's going on.
Really?
Yeah. And I want people to like come dressed up and like create like an interesting family, extended
an
family.
An atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. An atmosphere. Because there was somebody last time who said that they might come as I think it was Vapid is their character. I forget the last name.
And that is at?
Yeah, at Bizarre Bar on 12 Jefferson, right off the J and the M, maybe the Z if it exists, at Broadway, Myrtle Broadway.
And you got other things that you're involved in.
I do, yeah. I have the NYC. You are so trying to milk this so that we don't get to the breakup at all. He's never this interested in my life. every single Sunday, you can get a chance to perform. This Sunday, we have Le Peep opening, a drag performer at the Creek in the Cave during the NYC talent show. So you can come and get your 6 minutes. One of our favorite individuals comes and likes to do some sort of burlesque performance there.
Stormy Leather?
No, that's my favorite human. But the one with the...
What was that?
I said words.
If you mention Stormy Leather in front of her, she can no longer function.
Oh my God, those were words. You just don't understand me. Not Stormy. No, I can speak when this person's in the room. My cheeks are burning. Stormy is gorgeous. If you want to know, this is what she looks like because she's my screensaver.
Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. You like money?
Yeah.
You like laughing?
Get rich.
Laughing.
Stay tuned for Get Rich Quick. Please give to Planned Parenthood, give to the ACLU, and give to the Red Cross.
Also, please check out FreeDariusNow.com.
Yes, indeed. And also, please support the March for Our Lives people. These kids are fucking doing something
great.
They're
amazing.
They're out on the streets. They're amazing, and they are being supported. You can just Google that, and if you're one of the March for Our Lives people, there is housing for you, there is food for you, there is transportation for you, and thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah. Did you see the little 11-year-old girl speaking?
No.
Oh my gosh, she was 11 years old. She was saying, people think that, you know, we're being told what to say and this, and she was speaking from her own mind. She said, don't worry, 7 years we'll be voting. I mean, it was just awesome.
An 11-year-old?
11-year-old.
Damn. Nice. Damn. Wow, finally a generation again that, like,
I mean, I know.
Because, like, it's been pretty shitty and bleak. It's been really fucking bleak. Thank God for these children.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Wow. Because it millennials, man.
Well, I'm going to get a phone call again.
How do you know?
With a minute left.
I'm amazed that you've not received another one. What the fuck's going on, Lucille? Where are you? Oh, wait. Am I not supposed to say her name?
No, we can say her first name. That came out a while ago.
Yeah, I know. So tell us about the breakup. He has cut my mic.
We will not be here next week.
Oh.
There's going to be an extended version of Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo.
Arroyo. And a guest DJ he's very excited about.
Yes. Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Prior
to At least I don't have to walk all the way from downtown Wall Street all the way to an apartment on First Avenue.
Oh, yeah? Wow, so you walked.
In the winter.
Oh, in the winter. Yeah. Wow. Did you know that you were... No, you had no idea.
No, I was going for dinner.
Oh, wow. Did you at least get dinner?
No.
Wow, that sounds like a really shitty person. That's so shitty. Did you have cell phones or was this like a landline situation?
Bye.